Hello and welcome again to Studies in the Gospels, a program heard each week here on the Gospel Radio Network. My name is Chris McAleer, your host for this program, and each week on Studies in the Gospels, we examine the life of Christ as we read in the Gospel accounts of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We are in the section of our study of the resurrection and days following that great event. And today we're going to examine as the women come to the tomb on that great morning. Our text today is found in all four of the gospel accounts. Matthew records this in chapter 28 and verse 1. Mark, in his account, records it in chapter 16, verses 1 through 4. Luke records this event in chapter 24, verses 1 and 2. And John records it in chapter 20, in verse 1. Now, before we go any further, I would like to remind you that our program will be replayed this evening at 11 p.m. Central Standard Time and posted in the on-demand section of the Gospel Radio Network website within a day or two. And you can go back and listen again in case you miss part of it or just want to go back for further examination. So now let's look today as the women come to the tomb. As we mentioned, Mark records this in chapter 28. Excuse me, Matthew records this in chapter 28 and verse 1. There it says, "Now, after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb." Mark records in chapter 16, verses 1 through 4. "Now, when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, and Salome bought spices that they might come and anoint him very early in the morning on the first day of the week. They came to the tomb when the sun had risen, and they said among themselves, 'Who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us?' But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, for it was very large." Luke chapter 24, verses 1 and 2. "Now, on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they and certain other women with them came to the tomb bringing the spices which they had prepared. But they found the stone rolled away from the tomb." John chapter 20 and verse 1. "Now, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb." Jesus had went to the cross and suffered the agony of the cross. Jesus had laid down his life for the sins of men. He prophesied in Matthew chapter 20 and verse 19, the very events that were now taking place. Notice, he also prophesied of his resurrection. Matthew 20 and verse 19, and deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify, and the third day he will rise again. He had also spoken of this several other times. Matthew chapter 17 and verse 9. Now, as they came down from the mountain, Jesus commanded them, saying, tell the vision to no one until the Son of Man is risen from the dead. Also, chapter 12 and verse 39. But he answered and said to them, an evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. The disciples had still not understood what Jesus had prophesied. And John here in chapter 20 clearly shows that even the apostles did not expect the empty tomb on the third day. And so, with that thought, let's consider the empty tomb. John chapter 20 and verse 1. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So it is the first day of the week. Not one of the four gospel writers refer to this as the third day. The Holy Spirit obviously wanted us to understand that this was on a Sunday. Jesus rose from the dead on Sunday, and that is why we take the Lord's Supper on Sunday. Sunday is the day of resurrection. We worship the Lord every Sunday, the first day of the week. Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early on that great Sunday morning. Jesus earlier had been hastily placed in the tomb before the Passover. Apparently, the body of Jesus had not been completely prepared for burial according to the Jewish rituals of burial. She and some of the other women had come to finish the permanent burial preparations. She arrives and sees that the stone guarding the tomb had been removed. Consider from Mark's account. Let's go to Mark 16, verses 1 through 4. Now when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices that they might come and anoint him very early in the morning on the first day of the week. They came to the tomb when the sun had risen, and they said among themselves, "Who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, for it was very large. The women had come to anoint the body with spices. Verses 3 and 4 indicate to us that they were obviously not aware of the guard that had been posted according to Matthew. If they were aware of the guards, they would know that they would not be permitted to enter the tomb. Unaware of the guards, they discuss how they will open the door. But when they arrive, they discover the stone is already rolled away. We will continue to look at these events surrounding the resurrection as we continue to move forward next week. I hope you'll join me. Remember, our program will be replayed this evening at 11 p.m. Central Standard Time, and it will be posted in the on-demand section of the Gospel Radio Network website in a day or so. Again, if the Lord wills, I'll see you next week at this same time for another edition of Studies in the Gospels, right here on the Gospel Radio Network. So until then, this is Chris saying so long, have a great day, and may God bless you.